your daily transaction for useful information. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
ESPN is walking a fine line, working to provide additional sports content through an app, as it also maintains viewers on its popular cable and satellite channels. We're talking with Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle. Tom, thanks for joining us today.
Glad to be here, as always.
What is ESPN doing here?
Well, they're trying to do what everybody else in this crazy business is, which is eat somebody else's lunch. You know, the golden rule in media right now is to kind of get this great situation where you can both charge for subscribers and charge advertisers. So really, they have that on the cable TV side, where we're seeing subscriptions slip, or they're a little concerned about how things are going to go in the future, and now they want to replicate that over on the web-based, over on the internet side, where they can do the same thing on mobile. And they're perfectly suited with a young audience to do this experiment, which is really what it amounts to, on a mobile platform.
So what is the risk?
Well, there are two complications, really. One is price, and the other is preserving existing customers. So when it comes to existing customers, let's deal with that one first. ESPN, of course, they really don't want to cannibalize pay TV. They've got a lot of people paying a lot of money to watch ESPN. So its solution to that for now, I think it's important to add that caveat, is that it only offers the app to pay TV subscribers. And then on the price side, you know, this is where you-know-what starts flowing downhill. The leagues are hammering the networks for price. The networks are using things like mobile apps to justify rate hikes. ESPN is already the most expensive network at $5.54 a sub, according to SNL Kagan. And, of course, then the cable companies want to turn around and raise rates on subs to pay for all this. So that problem then, we've talked about this before, then circles back and leads to this cord-cutting phenomena. So there's a pricing power issue. It's a very delicate and fine line they're trying to walk here.
Yeah, I think when people want to pay their cable bills, and if they're not sports fans, to think that they're paying $5.54 a month for a service that they're not even using has to be rather galling. Now, with that said, ESPN is probably one of the most popular cable franchises of them all, with the chunk of sports that it covers. Does not that give it some unique leverage to actually go out, branch into the internet in a different way, and just look at the cable provisors and say, look, this is going to be our business model, live with it? Because the cable companies can't survive without ESPN.
Oh, yeah, I think you're dead on the money there. If anybody can do this, I think ESPN can. So that's why, and I think, I hate to state the obvious, but that's why we're seeing ESPN do it. They have, if anybody has the leverage to do this, they have a young, committed audience favors a mobile experiment. The big question, of course, is will the advertising revenues match or ever come to a point where they can match what they're making on paid TV? And the answer to that is not in the immediate future. But it definitely makes sense in this quest for disintermediation, Sherman, where everybody is trying to go vertical, where the sports networks, quite frankly, are probably going to provide meaningful competition to ESPN. ESPN may not be able to get the NFL in 5 years if the NFL is running its own network and its own mobile app. So there's a lot of complicating factors out there, but I agree with the basic premise of what you're saying is that if ESPN can't do this, chances are nobody else is going to be able to get
it. When you're watching a major sport event with a dozen or more players on the field and it's a huge stadium or field, doesn't that really demand the large high-def screen, not that tiny, small screen of a tablet? I mean, how can you see the detail? Of course, they do it with Madden football all the time, so I guess it would work.
I agree with you. I think the same thing, but I also marvel at people wanting to watch high-definition, big-budget Hollywood blockbusters on their iPad. So, I think it's probably, Sherman and I, a case of a couple of guys, let's just say over 30, having that conversation, but I continue to be amazed by what the kind of content that people are willing to consume on that tiny screen.
Who told you I was over 30?
not only on their iPads, but on their iPhones as well. Tom, thanks so much. We'll continue this conversation.